On this episode, Bruins basketball's all-time leading scorer, Dustin Kilo, stops by.
Picked off again by Ellenwood. Ellenwood, gonna lay it up, and one! Blocked by Fisher. Fisher, running up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bruins Basketball Show. This is episode number 4, and I'm your host, Coach Tony Miller, and today I'm joined by my guy, Dustin Kilo. Thanks for taking the time.
Glad to be here.
How's this week going?
It's going well.
This is exam week when we're filming this, so how many more exams do you have left?
I got one more tomorrow.
Very nice. Tomorrow. This is a special week for you, right?
Special week. Get to graduate Friday. Excited.
Are family coming to town?
I got 9 people coming.
Okay. So... do they still do tickets?
They do.
You got enough tickets?
I'm going to get 4 more. Okay. Hopefully my man Randy is going to help me.
Awesome. 2 more days. Walk across the stage.
Yes, sir.
What's that going to feel like?
It's going to be kind of surreal, and it's going to be a little scary at the same time because I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do right now.
Options, at least?
I have an option to work at a hotel, so at least I'll be making money right away, but I'll be applying for other jobs.
So you graduated with exercise science major.
Yes, sir.
And you have aspirations of becoming?
I want to be a nurse. So I know it's a little bit different than what my major is, but I think the prerequisites that I have is going to transfer over to nursing. So my schooling will be a little bit shorter than what it would be if I wasn't in that major.
Can you kind of talk about your journey here? I'm not real sure many people know exactly how you ended up at Bob Jones. Like, you went to a Christian school, but it wasn't typically the kind of Christian school that sends kids to Bob Jones, right?
No.
Had you even heard of Bob Jones before?
I never even heard of Bob Jones.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and kind of tell kind of how you got here, how you got connected to the school, how you ended up here.
So my choice to come here, I didn't know anything about the school. I went to a public school at first. I went to a high school down in Lakeland, Florida. I went to Tin Rock, and then I moved, and then I went to Lakeland High School. And then after that, I had an opportunity. I felt like God was leading me to go to a Christian school. My little sister had been going to this Christian school, and I was like, I would never go to this Christian school because, you know, Christian schools, basketball sucks. And I was kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, but I felt God was leading me to come to this Christian school. And I think it was one of the biggest life-changing experience because the people around me were influencing me just to be more Christ-like. And then I didn't have any offers at the... well, I actually did. I had an offer to play for Warner University, but it wasn't the greatest offer that I had or the greatest opportunity because I would start off on JV. They had a JV and a varsity team. Mm-hmm. Basically, I would work my way up. But I had ambitions of being on a varsity team and possibly getting a scholarship. But
So going from the public school to the private school, typically you don't get seen as much at Christian school, smaller school. I mean, how many people were at your school?
We had about 200 people, about 50 in the high school.
Especially in Florida, that's a small school.
That is really small.
I mean, we talked to some of the schools, like they go up to like 9A. So we're talking about thousands of people, and that's typically where your college coaches are spending their time, is at those larger schools.
Exactly. And, well, for Florida, it's more about AAU, your AAU experience, yeah, than it is high school. But like, there was a guy in our team in my high school that had offers from like Eckerd and stuff, and he was really good, and I looked up to him. But we didn't have anybody with even very many offers like that. So,
which kind of opened the door then for possibly coming here, because you didn't have the other offers,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, God works in different ways, and so that opened up something else. But
so we're recruited to come here. Didn't know anything about the school.
Nope.
Was the first time when you came to Elite Camp?
The first time I showed up was when I went to Elite Camp.
Okay, so that was prior to your freshman year? Was that the end of your senior year or the end of your junior year?
That was the end of my senior year.
Okay,
so... going into the summer, and I didn't know if I was going to come here or not, but I decided to come to the Elite Camp.
So what'd you think, kind of that experience, and then, because nobody's on campus, so it's not like you're going to classes or anything like that, but like, what did that allow you to see, allow you to do while you were here?
Well, I can be honest. When I came to Elite Camp, I was like, man, I don't know if this is right for me. Because y'all worked us like a dog.
Yeah.
Like, we were doing 3-a-days and constantly playing games. And I was like, man, if I added classes to this, am I going to be able to do this? I was exhausted. But I didn't realize, you know, once school comes, things chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was just like...
We don't do 3-a-days now.
You know, you don't do
no,
3-a-days.
No, we don't do 3-a-days.
But it was for the whole week.
Yeah.
It was like killing me. And I was like, man.
Well, we figured that if you had all that free time, you'd get in trouble. So we wanted to make sure that you guys stayed out of trouble as much as you could.
And that was the right thing to do.
By the end of the day, we were hoping that you just went back to the room exhausted.
Yeah.
So you played... There were a couple guys on that first team that you were with that were at that elite camp.
Yeah.
Got an opportunity. Marshall was there.
Marshall.
Matt was there.
Chris.
Chris was there. And then some of the guys that we had before. So that kind of gave you an idea as to kind of some of the teammates that you would potentially be playing with. Mm-hmm. At the end of that week, did you decide, like, I'm coming here, or?
I actually thought I probably wasn't going to come here.
Okay.
And then I actually had a girlfriend, and she was really influencing me a different way. But then when I got back, she broke up with me.
Oh.
I was like, the Lord knows what's best for me.
There you go. It worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Very good. And very good. And now you have a girlfriend now?
I do.
And so, see, it all worked out.
Exactly.
Awesome. So, kind of fast-forwarding all the way to the end now, if you could describe your time here in one word, what would it be? Maybe either because of the lessons learned or...
Growth.
Growth?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
I think I learned a lot about myself being here. And who I was as a person. I learned about my strengths and my weaknesses. And I learned about who I am when I face adversity. Mm-hmm. And I think that being here has challenged me. And each year I've seen growth in myself and how I handle adversity and how I handle challenges. And there's things that I feared, different things that I learned from just being here. And I've become a better man in this. The people around me, the godly influences that taught me how to be a better Christian, and I took a lot from this place, and you know, holds a deep place in my heart.
And it wasn't even the basketball players we mentioned, Randy Page, but just kind of being connected to those kinds of people. I think outside of the basketball, really helped you grow too. I mean, even this year, from the being a captain this year, and what was that like? And were you expecting to be a captain?
No, I was shocked when he called me and asked me. I was like, man, do you really want me to be a captain? I was like, you're asking the wrong guy, but he really believed in me and showed a lot of trust. And I was like, you know, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, I need to take a step out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And learn how to be a better leader, because one day I'm going to lead a family. One day I want to be a coach. And so this is the step I need to take. And so it was a big growing experience this year.
Yeah, and I think even this year really grew. Saw a lot of different areas that you grew in.
Yeah.
So you've been here long enough and have really played with kind of the first group that we had, and then also played with the most recent group that we had. So you've played with pretty much everybody. If you were to do a ranking of the top 5 players in Bruins basketball history, what would it be? I figured just right out of the gate here, just on episode 4, we go ahead and start creating controversy and conversation. So I'm interested to hear what other people say, but they don't get the first say because this is our show, so we can say what we want first.
Well, from my experience, I don't know a whole lot of people from the beginning. I heard Larry Taylor was the best.
Okay.
So I'd probably put him at number 1.
Okay.
It's hard to say because there's different aspects.
So if you had 5, like, just in general, not ranking them, what would they be?
Okay. Kyle Turner, for sure. Marshall Riddle.
Okay.
Nate Ellenwood, for sure.
Okay.
He'd be up on the top list.
And then Larry?
Larry, yeah. I mean, there's...
So are you in on that list or not?
Yeah, I would definitely be number 5.
Okay, so you would be 5th on that list?
Yeah.
Okay.
We would have a squad.
Okay. I think if I was putting together my top 5, I would have to exclude guys that weren't here. Maybe if they were here for like 3, 4, so a guy like Justin or Marshall on the list. But I don't know if I could include a guy that's either still playing or was only here for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But number 1 on my list, the reason I brought this up, the number one on my list, I think, would be you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the fact that if I were to ask other people this, like, you would probably be put, if I were to make them rank it, you would be put like number three, maybe number four. But you were overlooked pretty much your entire career. You would finish a game and you'd have like 20 points, and people would be like, how does he have 20 points? But you only shot the ball like six times. But you went to the free throw line another three or four times. Like, you were the most efficient player that ever played here. And then also seeing this year your growth, and this is why I'm tying it in to what you said earlier, because I would agree with you, like, growth is probably the word that I would use. This year, I think more so than even the first 3 years, like, you took huge strides this year. By the end of the year, I was telling somebody, I was putting you on the best player on the other team defensively. If you'd have told me that, I'd be putting you on the best player your freshman or sophomore year, I'd be like, right?
I was so slow.
Yeah. Slow and just trying to figure out like where you're supposed to be and that kind of stuff, right? But like by the end, I even think like of that regional championship game, Justin was just dead. Like his legs were dead. We had nobody else to go to. And I just basically said to you, because you had fouled out the night before, right? So we had that conversation, like, no fouling out. And you were like, proud coach, I promise, no fouling out. So I was like, all right. But basically locked up the other player that was a first-team all-region player.
Yeah, exactly.
And we won the regional championship.
Yeah. I love taking on those roles.
Oh, yeah. Charges taken?
Charges.
Taken?
That's you probably, how
it looked. I know, it is. I wish we'd have kept track of that over the years. You probably will have long-term effects with your head hitting the floor, but I appreciate that. I appreciate the sacrifice.
I already feel it now.
I appreciate the sacrifice. All right, real quick to finish out here, let's just do kind of a rapid fire. I'm trying to do this with some of the guys just to, for people to get to know you a little bit better, and then also to kind of look back and let you kind of reflect in your last 4 years here. So, best memory as a Bruin?
Beating USC upstate.
Okay. It's funny, the two other guys that I've asked the same question had the exact same answer. Biggest win outside of that?
So like outside biggest of that? Win. Regional championship this year, because I feel like a lot of people underlooked us.
Okay. In front of all 20 fans that were there, right?
Exactly.
It was nice the night before, though, beating them in a packed house. Yeah.
In our practice jerseys.
So. In our practice. That adds to it, I feel like.
Yes,
yeah, that adds to it. Biggest shot you hit?
Biggest shot?
So many.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Is there maybe a play, like the most memorable play that you had?
I honestly cannot think of a one specific
play. I would expect that from you, though.
Yeah.
You're kind of a dude that just, like, hits a shot, turns around, and just runs to the other end.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like that.
I don't remember a specific shot.
Yeah, I like that. All right, biggest lesson you learned?
Biggest lesson I learned? Dynamic stretching.
Dynamic stretching. Does that go to your exercise science knowledge that you have now?
It tears you up if you don't.
All right, before we get out of here, for those of you that are listening on iTunes, if you could kind of help us out, leave us a review and a rating, that will help us spread the word. And then those of you that are watching on Facebook, if you could hit that like button and possibly even share, we'd be extremely grateful. That would help us get the word out. Dustin, thanks again for taking the time for us today.
Thank you, Coach Miller.
Best of luck the way out. Hopefully to see you come back and impact the next generation that we have here. Thank you to all those that listened. Until next time, enjoy your journey.